Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when we take focus on an upcoming State of the Union address. Can you believe it? In the midst of all this, we are not done with the pandemic, though the numbers for the pandemic are just vastly better. Just vastly better. It's like God Almighty may have decided my friends down in America, my creations, can only withstand so much. And the numbers today, and again, we've given you days when the numbers have been terrible. This recalls time 1 year ago when things were terrible. 1 year ago, in terms of new COVID cases, on February 27th of last year, of course, there was no February 28th last year, but of the February 27th last year, there were 62,674 new COVID cases. Yesterday, we had a total of 8,181. So a tremendous decline in terms of deaths, a decline of, we had one-tenth less than the number of deaths in 2000 this year than we did last year. Last year, 2021, February 27th, 1,567 deaths in one day. One day. And this year, down to 131. And yes, I do believe that Americans are less likely to get into shouting matches or to get into situations in airplanes. There was another story about a flight interrupted because an idiot was in arguments over masking, and he urinated in the galley where the flight attendants were. And according to some, it didn't stop with urination. There was an all-purpose discussion. Anyway, he's looking because he also threatened to urinate out the door, and opening a door can bring down a plane. He's looking at 20 years in prison. And again, I don't know about 20 years in prison, but for people who interrupt airplanes and threaten the lives of other people, it could be a tremendous thing to actually make sure that people like that never, ever, 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 ever get to fly again, because that is not a constitutional right. It is, in fact, a privilege. That's a privilege we still have to fly and travel. Russians, not so much, because some of the steps that are being taken by the world community, I mean, go beyond the cutoff of vodka in a number of states where, particularly where the state handles liquors, it runs liquor stores. And I believe that's the case in seven states. In a lot of those states, they're banning vodka or Russian-made liquor. And given the fact that even more than oil, the Russian economy and society is fueled by vodka, and it's usually pretty high-octane vodka, too, this could really hurt them where they live. Just some of the developments here. The number of Ukrainians fleeing Europe's largest armed conflict since World War II grew to half a million people, mostly women and children, the United States Refugee Agency declared. That figure more than doubles the agency's estimate from the day before. And in the rush to escape the bombs and tanks, a trickle of Ukrainians headed home to defend Ukraine. At a border crossing in southern Poland, Associated Press journalists spoke to people in line heading against the tide. They included 20 Ukrainian truck drivers who worked in Europe and wanted to face combat. There's a freedom convoy in the right direction. With each passing day of war, Zelensky, a former comic, has embraced his new role as a symbol of bravery and patriotism, who has united his citizens against an invader. Dressed in an army green t-shirt or fleece, unshaven and wan, he has inspired Ukrainians to defend their streets with the most rudimentary of weapons. And Zelensky's response to a reported U.S. offer to evacuate him, his response, which has become famous, what did he say? They said, "We will get you out of there to safety." He said, "I need ammunition, not a ride." That will most likely go down in Ukrainian history, whatever the outcome of the battle. The Ukrainian president and his team have made deft use of social media. His impassioned speeches from the streets of Kyiv have gone viral. And they have also posted photos and short videos of Ukrainians filling Molotov cocktails, of volunteering to fight, being issued automatic weapons, and vowing to defend their country. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who, by the way, is a fascinating person. I was reading about her. She's a physician. She's a mother of seven. She is a former defense minister in Germany. She's a member of the Christian Democratic Party, the more conservative of the two big parties in Germany. But she said that the commission wants, for the first time ever, to finance and purchase the delivery of weapons to a third-party country under attack. Japan joined the U.S. and European nations in cutting top Russian banks off from the SWIFT international financial managing system. France will also send $100 million in emergency humanitarian aid to Ukraine. There were some early signs that the initial economic damage to the Russian economy is significant. Well, it's supposed to be. While official quotes from the Russian ruble were unchanged at roughly 84 rubles to the dollar, that's what the Russians announced. That was on Sunday. One online Russian bank, which is Tinkoff, was giving an unofficial exchange rate of 163 rubles per dollar. That's double. It's the ruble is worth half what it was. So in other words, if you're a hardworking Russian family that saved up $1,000 over last year, that's down to 500 already, and it is heading south. Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the European Commission, she's really the president of Europe, in effect, the German Dr. von Leyen. She said this about, this is clip four, sanctions they have planned against Russia.
First, we commit to ensuring that a certain number of Russian banks are removed from SWIFT. This will ensure that these banks are disconnected from the international financial system and harm their ability to operate globally. SWIFT is the world's dominant global interbank payment system. Cutting banks off will stop them from conducting most of their financial transactions worldwide and effectively block Russian exports and imports. Second, we will stop Putin from using his war chest. We will paralyze the assets of Russia's central bank. This will freeze its transactions, and it will make it impossible for the central bank to liquidate assets. And finally, we will work to prohibit Russian oligarchs from using their financial assets on our markets. All of these measures will significantly harm Putin's ability to finance his war.
And that is the very heart of this, because the war is not going to be over quickly, thank God. It is going to be a much tougher slog than the Russians had expected. We will be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show. Look, this is not only the first big war in Europe, and yes, I know there was terrible fighting involving the Balkans and war between Serbs and Croats at the time that the old Yugoslavia broke out, and there was fighting over Kosovo and about an independence for the province of Kosovo from Serbia. And yes, there were people who died and there were people killed. This is by far the largest war. And it's also the one where everybody has a camera. So you end up seeing things that go viral, and there's already some Ukrainian war humor that has made its definition. I just looked at a video of a Ukrainian guy. Seems like a lot of Ukrainian guys, you know, kind of extremely macho and tough and not ready to be intimidated by 200,000 people invading your country and threatening to kill your president. And in any event, the guy has a shaven head. He has a cigarette dangling out of his mouth. He's wearing a jacket. It's cold in Ukraine in February, last day of February, too. And he picks up a landmine with his bare hands, the kind of landmine that could blow him to kingdom come, and he moves it and gets it out of the way. And there's another a video of a Russian convoy, and basically somebody stops, a civilian says, are you stuck? And the driver of the Russian convoy says, no, we're out of gas, which again shows some of the brilliant strategic planning that this particular expedition has been known for on the Russian side. And he says, well, if you want, I can drive you back to Russia. And again, it's the forms of defiance here are everywhere. And one of the forms of defiance that I think was terrific is the Ukrainian ambassador, who we've heard from before, to the United Nations, addressed Putin directly and said this about the leader, dictator, Führer, if you want, of Russia. This is clip 17.
We have been prompted to call for an emergency special session, as the level of the threat to the global security has been equated to that of the Second World War, or even higher, following Putin's order to put an alert Russian nuclear forces. What a madness. If he wants to kill himself, he doesn't need to use nuclear arsenal. He has to do what the same, what the guy in Berlin did in a bunker in May 1945.
He's inviting President Putin to kill himself, which could be one of the best possible outcomes for this particular conflict. Oh, by the way, the translations on the a video where the Russians are stalled out on the side of the road, and the person filming from his car drives up to one and offers some assistance. Are you broken down? Says the translation, the subtitles. He asks the armed troops, and then out of fuel they respond, can I tow you back to Russia? The driver asks. Even the Russian soldiers had to laugh at that. And this, by the way, they're out of gas? And this from the nation that supposedly fuels the world, but can't fuel their own tanks? They can't fuel the rest of the world as much either, because they're not going to be getting that Nord Stream 2 pipeline. See, this is the amazing thing to me. Things are changing, and they're changing dramatically and immediately. Germany pivots on defense aid. Chancellor Olaf Scholz, addressing Germany's parliament, said that Europe's economic powerhouse would nearly double its military spending, buy U.S.-made fighter planes for the first time in decades, good for U.S. business, and create strategic energy reserves while shifting energy purchases away from Russia. And what they have to do now is do what their friends over in France are doing, which is build more nuclear reactors so they're not so dependent on Russian fuel. They've been decommissioning their nuclear reactors, which is foolish beyond belief. Going forward, Germany said it would boost annual military spending above the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's target of 2% of gross domestic product from around 1.5% last year. Mr. Scholz said, Putin wants to establish a Russian empire. The key question now, he said, is whether we can summon the strength to set boundaries to warmongers like Putin. And based upon the spirit of the German people and the people who are in the streets in Berlin, such rhetoric hasn't been heard in the Reichstag building, the historic seat of Germany's parliament in the post-World War II era, according to historians. It triggered both heckling from some opposition politicians and thunderous ovations. And by the way, ovations lasting 2-3 minutes, thunderous ovations from the majority of legislators. Mr. Scholz vowed to cut Germany's reliance on Russian energy in a reversal of policy going back decades that enabled Berlin access to cheap energy but tied it ever closer to Moscow. Previous governments helped build 2 underwater pipelines to pump natural gas directly from Russia into Germany, and Berlin currently gets more than half of its natural gas and a quarter of its oil from state-controlled Russian exporters. The number of main battle tanks in the German army went from 5,000 in 1989 to 300 currently. And it reduced its armed forces from nearly 500,000 personnel to 180,000. That is all being reversed. This is historic, and it's necessary. And there was a letter to the editor in the Wall Street Journal by a rabbi named Bemmel from Los Angeles, who said, as a Jew and a rabbi, I actually pray for a stronger Germany, because Germany is not the country. And he says, people look at me and they say, for a Jew to say that, and a Jewish leader to say that, as he says, people respond with something between just amazement or disgust. But it makes sense, because right now Germany is one of those countries that clearly has changed so profoundly in 70 years and is on the side of goodness. So what about those polls that say most Americans really don't care about Ukraine? We'll get to that coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Despite the fact that President Vladimir Putin of Russia has raised his nuclear readiness, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the United States is not following suit.
We are assessing President Putin's directive, and at this time we see no reason to change our own alert levels. But it's also important to remember that even over the course of the last several months and years, when we have had significant disagreements with Russia over a range of issues, Russia and the United States have long agreed that nuclear use would have devastating consequences, and have stated many times, including earlier this year, that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
AAA reported today that national gas prices on average have gone up higher than the percentage of inflation. Today's AAA national average for a gallon of regular gas is $3.61 a gallon. The highest throughout the country is California at $5.36 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Show a great time when we're living through this history and talking about the scope of war and the cost of war and stumbling into war. And in the case of Vladimir Putin and other war criminals in history, lying your way into war. And by the way, the essence of the idea that you're actually lying your way into war, you actually have to spend some time, and I went through this, and it's probably a stupid investment of time, but I read the transcript of Putin's rambling and frankly insane, mad speech declaring war and announcing war, where he was rocking back and forth as if he was trying to hypnotize himself. It was extremely weird. But in any event, to put war in context, it's worthwhile knowing the history of war. And two of our most popular Medved history programs, history tapes, and they're not tapes, they're available on download, they're available on CD, but they're free on download if you're a Medhead Plus member. You can download any of them. The World War I, the Great War, or America's Greatest Mistake. And then we have Myths and Misunderstandings About World War II, which is also, I think, very important for people to get as background. That is a free download when you join with a Medhead Plus membership. That comes to 22 cents a day. And you can download, I mean, literally hundreds of hours of information, provocation. It costs very little and delivers a great deal, a lot. Go to michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com. Concerning Mr. Putin's address, one of the most leading things, and this is why, and you know as well, it's why there are some conservatives who have some sympathy for Vladimir Putin. And the truth of the matter is he's playing you. He's playing you. This is a passage from his speech about why they are going to war against Ukraine. They sought to destroy our traditional values and force on us their false values that would erode us, our people, from within. The attitudes they have been aggressively imposing on their countries, attitudes that are directly leading to degradation and to degeneration because they are contrary to human nature. This is not going to happen. In other words, what is he saying? And Max Fischer, who does a pretty good job about interpreting all of this and fact-checking it to some extent, it says, in this passage, Mr. Putin is referring to the extension of legal rights and cultural acceptance to LGBT peoples in Western countries. He has long portrayed this as evidence of Western cultural decadence and an assault on right-thinking Christian values, of which he is, in his telling, the defender. And this is what is so unbelievably misunderstood about who Putin is and what Russia is. In other words, there are people out there who portray Russia as a defender of white Christian civilization. And yes, there are a great many white supremacists, people like Nick Fuentes, who not only like Adolf Hitler, and they clearly do, and deny that he ever created a Holocaust, they also like Vladimir Putin. Why? Russia, by the way, is not an overwhelmingly white country, and certainly part of the reason that they let go of so many of the old Soviet socialist republics was because a lot of them featured overwhelmingly Muslim population. And not all of them were white people, by anyone's definition. But aside from that, the idea that Russia is a fortress of Christianity, that it is a bastion of faith, it isn't. They happen to have a fairly corrupt church in Russia that is in Putin's pocket, that works with him. But in all the surveys and all the information, the number of people who go to church in Russia, the number of people who even profess that they believe in God, the last time I checked, it's less than 25% who describe themselves as Christian of any kind. And you're talking about people who were raised, in many cases, in the old communist Russia, where basically they had outlawed Christianity. And there are very few of the, certainly not Putin himself, even though he uses people's faith as a way of manipulating them. It's appalling. And the idea that we would have members of Congress at a meeting where they say that, strangely enough, they say it's bad that Putin is like Hitler. And then the crowd starts chanting, Russia, 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 and Putin, Putin, Putin. Mitt Romney had something to say about that on CNN. He was talking about the Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was there, Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona, who was there. Here's what Mitt Romney had to say, the senator from Utah, clip 6.
Blacks are right.
Okay, we will get to it. At the SAG... Oh, what's that? Yeah, we can go to Kevin Costner, who's on the other side, and not the other side for Mitt Romney. But he was actually also honored because of Yellowstone at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. And here's what Kevin Costner had to say, another example of a Hollywood celebrity reacting with a reasonable amount of acuity. This is clip 55.
It's a shame that somehow we think we've come so far in the world, and it's just evidence of one country trying to dominate another one, to expand their border, threaten people. There's going to be women and children and men and lives shattered and cut short for what? For this border that people are clearly wanting to identify as their own country, and there's no reason that those two countries can't have a wonderful relationship and flourish someday. But what's happened right now is a disaster. It's shameful, and I hope that leaders around the world evolve.
Well, again, I don't think there's a great deal of chance that Vladimir Vladimirovich, his father was also named Vladimir, in other words, that Putin is going to evolve. You can hope for a lot of things. I mean, I hope the Mariners actually play baseball sometime soon. That may even be possible. And get into the playoffs. That's possible. The evolution of Vladimir Putin to be anything other than what he is. Nina Khrushcheva, who is the granddaughter of Nikita Khrushchev, who was the dictator of Russia at the time of the Eisenhower and Kennedy administrations. Nina Khrushcheva says, you have to understand Putin. He is a little man, 5'6", and he wants the world to believe he's actually 5'7". It is pathetic, but it's horrifying, too. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
We need to deal with the truth.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. J. Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved show, the polling on Ukraine is very confusing. You may notice that there's a brand new poll, a CNN poll, that suggested it's conducted by the SSRS. And the CNN poll suggested 83% of Americans said they favored increased economic sanctions against Russia in response to the invasion. Only 17% were opposed. But how does that go with another poll that was alarming? And we covered this on the show. And again, it didn't reflect, it seems to me, as well as the poll I just cited to you, Dud, did about the awareness or caring or concern or the involvement or the commitment to defending liberty and democracy that the poll I just read you did, with 83% of Americans said they favored increased sanctions against Ukraine. Okay, the poll that was so concerning to people was one that showed that they asked people, and this is the way they worded it, do you want America to play a major, a minor, or a moderate role in Ukraine and the conflict with Russia? And only 21%, only one out of five, wanted our nation to play a major role in the war. But see, that's because they used the term major and minor without specifying what it was. And when people hear major role, they hear boots on the ground. And after our experience in Afghanistan and Iraq, Americans are not willing and not eager, and the message has been sent to the American people, they don't want to be involved in a new boots-on-the-ground war that's going to send home Americans in body bags. This is not something that most Americans are willing to go through. And again, for all of the discussion about which sanctions, when, how much, people support sanctions. And I think it's an indication that even at a time of inflation, at a time of sky-high gas prices, which impacts every single person in the country, you still have 83% of Americans who say they favor increased economic sanctions. So what do you say to people like J.D. Vance? And I wanted to get to this in clip 12, Jeremy, if we could. J.D. Vance got a great deal of criticism. He's, of course, a lawyer and a writer who is running for the U.S. Senate. He wrote a best-selling book called Hillbilly Elegy. He's running for the Republican nomination for a Senate seat where people are arguing about who is the bigger supporter of President Trump. And unfortunately, J.D. Vance, who changed his whole political outlook, used to be very much internationalist, now is taking the basic isolationist line, a line that helped George McGovern become the least successful Democratic candidate for president ever. He was running on the Come Home America line. But here's what J.D. Vance said about the idea of a commitment of any kind, financial or aid or military, to Ukraine. Listen.
I've gotten a lot of flack in the last week because I have the audacity to suggest that before our leaders obsess over a Ukrainian and Russian border 6,000 miles away, maybe they better guarantee the sovereignty of their own country and their own border first. Makes sense, right? And the reason I say that is because we have a leadership in this country that is constantly focused on stuff that has nothing to do with citizens in our country, has nothing to do with serving the middle class citizens of my state of Ohio or all across this country. And ladies and gentlemen, it's just time to stop. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being told that we have to care more about people 6,000 miles away than we do people like my mom and my grandparents and all the kids who are affected by this crisis.
Okay, the idea that all the kids who are affected by this crisis are not affected by what we do in defense of liberty. If you allow a new Cold War to break down in terms of what that does to the U.S. economy, what it does to America's safety in the world, what it does to protecting us from terrorism or state-sponsored terrorism, and what about Russia as a potential state sponsor of terrorism? And what about nuclear war? And what a fool to suggest that somehow caring about what happens to the struggle for liberty, to any kind of social order in Europe, that does not have impact. And by the way, and he talks about his mother and the people he wrote about his book, the whole point about the book, and this was also came across in the movie for people who actually saw Hillbilly Elegy, was that there were self-destructive actions by those people that he wrote about, including chronic drug addiction and criminal activity and things that are deeply, deeply self-destructive. And this is an example, which is hearing from J.D. Vance, that led to Mitt Romney's comment on CNN, clip 6.
Look, there's no place in either political party for this white nationalism or racism. It's simply wrong. As you've indicated, speaking of evil, it's evil as well. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar, I don't know them, but I'm reminded of that old line from the Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid movie where one character says, morons, I've got morons on my team. And I have to think anybody that would sit down with white nationalists and speak at their conference was certainly missing a few IQ points.
And this is not to say that J.D. Vance is missing a few IQ points, but he does not deserve to be elected U.S. Senator or to be the Republican nominee based on isolationism, which is a discredited and discreditable ideology. I'll tell you, there's another ideology that loves music above all things. And for people who do love music or music of any kind, there's a new documentary that you will find fascinating. It's really actually pretty terrific. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's a spellbinding, even inspiring new documentary about Marin Alsop, the first female ever to become music director of a major American orchestra. The film that follows her struggle since childhood is called The Conductor, now playing in theaters and soon streaming on PBS.
The conducting teacher, he said, you will never be a conductor. I said, Maestro, conducting is the only thing in life I want to do.
And yes, she does it extremely well. Even for people who don't think they like classical music, the musical excerpts here and the fascinating background on what a conductor actually does make this a singularly satisfying cinematic experience. Some 70-year-old footage of the late, great Leonard Bernstein is an added plus. 3 stars for the conductor, which could have used a bit more background on his subject's personal life beyond the podium. And Marin Alsop, the subject of this film, is not only a wonderful conductor, she comes across as a charismatic and deeply involved human being. And it's just great to, you almost feel and pick it up, it's because it's contagious, the enthusiasm and the commitment and the passion that Maestra Alsop and the young people that she's teaching in conducting class that they display. Contagious indeed. Speaking of contagious, I'm excited today because they just today changed the official rating for the state of Washington in terms of the Senate race that we're going through. Patty Murray is supposed to be running for her 7th term in the U.S. Senate. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there are polls that show that the race is a virtual tie. Why? Because she has a terrific candidate against her this time. The candidate is named Tiffany Smiley. She's been on this show before. She has a heroic story, and she is precisely the kind of Republican who can change everything when it comes to the control of the U.S. Senate. Because they can pick up a Senate seat, U.S. Senate seat in Washington. Well, even the Republican National Committee is now indicating this is in play. We will get to that tomorrow on Tuesday. Also, the very latest on how long the Ukrainian freedom fighters, and they are freedom fighters, and the heroic Ukrainian people led by President Zelensky can continue to meet with success, hang on, and perhaps establish their own nation with help from this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.